for me to go against Howard Stern is like me going against my religion.
Right. Yeah. You really respect him.
I respect the crap out of him.
Yeah, always.
He had the other day, and they keep replaying it, the worst interview I've ever heard in my life.
What? I've never heard Howard Stern do a bad interview. That's crazy. Who was it?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Machine Gun Kelly. Right. Because did he talk about how obsessed he is with Megan Fox and her feet?
Megan Fox was in his bed sleeping and Howard didn't say a word. Like, no, you know, the Howard from 20 years ago would have said, go get her up right now. I want to talk to her.
Yeah, wake her up. What's she wearing? Show me a picture. Describe it.
No. The whole time, Machine Gun Kelly was higher than a kite.
Oh, no.
And Howard didn't stop him the whole time. This is painful.
It's crazy, but, you know, we talked to this tree. This banyan tree, which is, like, really, you know, pivotal in a personal way to things that happened to me, but I asked this banyan tree, like, you got to move this hurricane. Like, this,
this went on for 2 hours.
I don't even know what any of this means.
Like, I can't.
Nobody does.
Leave.
He's talking about a tree.
I can't leave early. Like, this, I have to have this day. You know, this is going to be
a tree during a hurricane. He has an issue with.
I have to have, like, one more day. And on the map, you know, the hurricane's, like, coming right towards.
Why isn't Stern cutting him off?
Right towards Puerto Rico.
He doesn't.
And, you know, trees are all those.
Why does he say, like, hang on, hang on, dude? You sound like you might be on something. What are you on? What are you taking there?
The giving tree, when the giving tree gets sad that the boy, you know.
What are you talking about?
Takes away, but the tree, like, you know, has empathy.
Interrupt him. Ask a question. What the heck is he talking about?
You can feel those moments when the boy has love and all those things.
Earth to Machine Gun Kelly.
I felt like the whole universe at that point could just feel like I was just, you know, like that I was fighting for love and.
What does that mean? I don't know. What the heck? Is this English? What are you talking about?
And the skies were, like, clear and bright and sunny. And it was.
Hi, can you explain what you're talking about?
When I went to sleep. You know, and so, like, there's just things.
Two
that just.
Hours.
What was it like dating Halsey?
I mean, even with the album cover.
She had big jugs.
It was like. He was like, nah, this is supposed to be a legendary moment. Like, this, you put your face on the cover. Like, stop.
Why isn't he interrupting him at all? Why is he letting him?
Have you heard Howard once?
No, not once.
That was really long. That was long-winded, man. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
No, but isn't that the hardest part of
finally
being
in a relationship?
He's gone along with it.
Okay.
You're on tour. She's doing something. I'm
driving home.
I don't know, you know, whatever. Uh-huh.
Listening to this.
That's
screaming at the radio.
I can kill a relationship.
I'm 3 hours into my 5-hour energy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's wearing off.
I'm
nodding off. Really, even though I have 5-hour energy drink inside of me, it really doesn't matter. This is how bad this interview is.
Who's a better lake, Kate Beckinsale or Noah Cyrus? Go.
The last thing we did together, we drank whiskey together. He's a big drinker. I'm a big drinker.
All right, that's lovely that your father. I'm sorry your father died. This is a real downer, and my listeners are trying to wake the hell up.
For his liver, you know.
Hi, is Amber Rose as nutty as she seems, or is she actually kind of sane and that's an act?
Essentially,
does Megan Fox's kids live with you? Do you have to deal with the 90210 guy at all?
Hospital, you know,
right. Is Brian Austin Green part of her life? Do you have a good relationship with him?
And myself, you know, that I didn't really care myself to ask about. So that's how I ended up, you know, on the album. I put a clip of my dad explaining that while I was born, that I had the umbilical cord.
I was born with Richard Coulson. How'd you get Machine Gun Kelly?
You know,
what do we call you? Machine?
Head loose. And
do we call you
Gun?
All this weird stuff with my birth and. It's like live at the Fillmore or something.
What
like
is
that.
Megan Fox wearing right now?
Go in and tell me. Describe it to me.
One of the first times.
Take her panties off right now and tell me what you see.
I love that song.
Right.
Like, you do? Like, he wasn't much of a rock and roll guy, you know? So, like.
Isn't it a pain? So, I'm glad it's just not me. This is the worst interview ever.
Yeah, that's painful. The painful thing is that he was kind of going off on this, like, on this weird tangent that wasn't even making any sense whatsoever. And Stern wasn't stopping him. And when he comes back to finally it's like, is Stern asleep? Did he put Stern to sleep completely?
Right.
But when he finally comes back, he encourages more of that stuff instead of shutting it down, going, okay, let's move on to another subject now, because I have no idea what you just said. Like, that Stern was known for, like, identifying the elephant in the room, you know? That was his thing for so many years. He's talking and something falls. You go, hey, what was that? What are you guys doing over there? You know? Mm-hmm. That's what he was known for. Well, he must know that the rest of us are listening to this going, what the heck, dude?
I think Stern is, God, I hate saying this. I think that Stern is so far out of it now. He doesn't know who Machine Gun Kelly is. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know that nobody gives a crap about Machine Gun Kelly.
Or any of that stuff. The things that we care about Machine Gun Kelly have nothing to do with any of those things that he was just talking about. The fact that he was letting him go on, he thinks, you're right. I think that he thinks he's being young and woke and this is what the kids are interested in.
But it's not like you're sitting down with John Lennon and John Lennon is talking about stuff. You're sitting down with Machine Gun Kelly, who is yet to have a hit.
That's true.
You know, he does not have a hit. He's best friends with Pete Davidson. I want to know if Pete has ever hit on Megan Fox. That's what I want to know. I want to know things like this. I don't want to know about talking to a tree during a hurricane. It's just
painful. I want to know, you and your best friend both dated Kate Beckinsale? Like, what? I mean, what?
Do you discuss that? Are you in a competition with Pete Davidson to see who can get the most horrible tattoos? No, nothing about this. He thinks Machine Gun Kelly is something special, and he played his music, a lot of his new album, and it was horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, because no one knows the songs from the new album. Nobody cares about the new album. You know what? Just play a little bit of Bad Things, because that's about all we really know. That was his big hit. Play that. Play Bad Things or Say You Won't Let Go. That's it. Play those two things.
No,
those two songs.
The only really reason we know you is Eminem did a diss track to you.
Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun?
I think Stern is so out of the loop that he thinks that Machine Gun Kelly's fans who are listening, fan who was listening,
right,
wanted to hear whatever the heck that was. What he doesn't realize is most of his audience does not know who Machine Gun Kelly is. So you got to start from scratch with that guy. You got to make him interesting for us. He's not a household name.
Well, no, and he never will be. I mean, his music is not that good. The only thing he's good about is he dates hot chicks. That's the only thing we want to know.
Right.
That was so out of his wheelhouse of you have no idea who your audience is. And for me to say that against Howard Stern is, I should burn in hell for it. But that was painful. Because you and I both have this thing in our head that screams at us and says, this is bad radio, make it stop.
Right.
You know, and that alarm goes off the minute it starts getting bad. And that alarm went off 5 minutes into that interview, where I was like, cut that off, it's bad, make it go away.
Here's what you and I did. We had some terrible interviews in the past. You know what we did? We did not air them.
Right. And, we've had more bad interviews than good interviews.
Maybe not. No. We've had quite a few bad interviews.
We've had bad interviews, and we cut it up to death and aired it back in pieces.
Or did not air them. We definitely had some that we didn't air. Remember we used to threaten people? Yeah, remember Linda Blair? They were doing something with The Exorcist. It was like the anniversary. Mm-hmm. And they talked us into booking her, and it was the worst interview. So we not only do we never play it. If we were on a topic and the calls weren't coming in, we used to threaten Linda Blair or dead air.
Right. And we still have that interview somewhere. And it is the worst piece of crap ever. We've never aired it.
Not only did you not make him interesting, you made yourself look boring.
Right. And the interview was bad. Howard could have went back and said, do not play that in any of the repeats. Cut that interview out and just move on. But it's replaying all weekend long.
Wow.
So it's painful times 10 then, because not only do you hear it once, but it's taken up valuable real estate on things that we could have cared about.